Good morning, Classic Hits 4CA, 100% Cairns, and a beautiful start to the day. I just for a bit of a wander downstairs, just to make sure that the door was unlocked, and there was a very, very bright light, and three stars came walking out of the sunshine. Good morning to the lads from the South Sydney Rabbitohs. Where do we start? Let's start with Brock Schaefer. He's the general manager of South Cairns, and of course, two of the players here in the studio as well. Hymel Hunt, currently injured 2016. Oh, you look right to me, Hymel. A player from the 2016 squad, and retired Rabbitohs co-captain Roy Asatasi. Is that the correct way to say it? Yeah. Asatasi?
Yeah, you got it right. First guy.
Wow, that's pretty good, isn't it? I did a bit of research on the background and managed to find out a bit about you lads. Hey, welcome.
Hopefully not too much.
I was going to ask him about Warrington at some stage, but we'll come to that in just a sec. But welcome to the Tropical North, guys. I believe you've been spending a bit of time around the police. Oh, no, PCYC, not the police station. He was nice and safe.
Maybe.
Wow.
Maybe.
Hey, yeah, it's been a really busy couple of days, getting into the community, meeting a lot of young kids, which is great. Rugby league. Sure. Way of life, yeah. In the far north, so it's good for the club to be able to be up here.
And look, I mean, particularly here in the tropical north, and some of the issues that we've got in some of the regions, particularly further north and up into the Cape, rugby league has been, you know, often been a key to I guess assisting a lot of communities, and particularly the young kids that often have very limited opportunities. It gives them something to really look forward to. Look, we'll come to the game in just a sec. Let's talk with you, Roy, first. Roy, you've had quite an illustrious career. You've been around for quite a while. You've actually retired now. You look way too young to be retired, mate.
Oh, thanks. Yeah,
I agree.
But I've been obviously end of last year. Did a couple of years in the far north of England. So, it's good to be back at the club. Doing some great work and obviously promoting the game this week and on Sunday with the boys and trying to pretty much give back to the community. So that's one great thing South Sydney's doing is going out to the far north Queensland and helping out. And a lot of these kids don't see a lot of these superstars.
That's right. It's a great opportunity. It really is. And let's talk about your time with the Warrington Wolves as well, right up there in the far north. How could you understand what they're even saying to you in that part of the world?
Look, I don't know. I was pretty much indoors most of the time, especially with the weather that they came up with. So it was pretty cold. But I think, I spent 7 years at with the Rabbitohs. So the Burgess boys joined I think halfway through that. I did a bit of training with them before I went across, so they helped me understand or even
some of the language
or read, or read them kind of.
And Hymel, you've had a good start to the season, but things haven't quite worked out the way you wanted, eh?
Nah. Obviously a good start to the season, then I ruptured my pec, but that's footy, you know. As long as it depends how hard you come back, so that's the plan at the moment.
And I mean, what's the road ahead for you at this stage? How are things looking for you with the injury?
I'm about 5 to 6 weeks for coming back, so fingers crossed come back round 21 against the Raiders, but just to get back and play this year will be a dream come true for me.
Yeah, cool. It must be pretty tough on the sidelines, though.
Oh, it is tough, especially when you see us losing the past few games, but fingers crossed we can get the win this week.
Well, look at you guys. Have had you've had some successes this season. It's been difficult as well. And turning to you, Brock, let's talk a little bit more about the game on Saturday. I believe that things are selling out pretty well. It's going to be quite a great game, a great opportunity for locals as well. How are we looking? How's the team? You know, from your perspective, from the management side, how do you feel things are going to work out on Sunday?
Well, we're very happy to be back in Cairns. That's probably point one, and it's pretty exciting to be able to bring the Cowboys here. It's going to be a capacity crowd at Barlow Park. I've said to a few people, I think we'll test the official ground record for Barlow Park.
Right.
My gut feeling is we'll get to capacity. The tickets have been going like absolute hotcakes. We've made them a lot cheaper this year, which I think has had a really good impact for the community. We are travelling to a regional area, so we want to make as many people be able to come to a game of footy as possible. Having a good outcome, pack the joint out is what we're hoping for.
And, in some ways, it's probably not quite the standard that you guys are used to with respect to the field. But I guess the surface is not too bad. Are you happy enough that it's going to be good for the game on Sunday?
Yeah, look, that's an interesting insight. So the surface of Barlow Park is better than almost anything else in the country. The groundsman
You're
of Barlow
joking.
Park...
You're joking. I didn't expect you to say that.
Oh, that good, isn't
they
it?
Do an amazing job.
It's actually a pretty good ground.
Wow.
And look, obviously the stadium itself, you've got to spend a lot of money to bring it up to NRL standard each and every year. But look, Barlow Park's got a unique atmosphere and we really love coming here.
Excellent. Well, look, it's great to hear such a ringing, you know, positive endorsement with respect to the field there, because I certainly wasn't expecting you to say that as well. Obviously, it's slightly the wrong shape for the type of footy that we're playing. And look, you know, we can get good numbers in there. They still get a pretty good view, but it's not perfect. You know, it's something that we're looking forward to. We won't talk about the Townsville-Cairns Stadium rivalry. We'll leave that one out. Guys, I better get to news. Thank you so much for coming in, and sorry I made you wait down there so long in the sunshine. Before I decided to come down and let you in. We've got to keep you bunnies on your toes, I reckon.
Thanks for having us. It's been great.
Mate, it's been wonderful to see you guys. Brock Schaefer, the GM for South Cairns. Also, Heimel Hunt, the injured 2016 squad player, hopefully back on board in a couple of weeks' time. And, of course, Roy Asatasi, the retired Rabbitohs co-captain. Wonderful to see you guys. Have a fantastic time. And we'll look forward to seeing you all again next year as well, okay?
Yep.
Cheers.